Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation with some brand new results that are either great or terrifying, depending on which side you're on. Results of a brand new university poll from Quinnipiac University. This is one of the most respected pollsters. It's a nationwide poll, and it shows a surprising result in terms of our national polling, with Robert F. Kennedy and his level of support playing a dramatically important role. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also a description which is extremely emotional. It's about a city that is really a livable and admirable city in many regards. It's regularly included as the lists of one of the most livable cities in the country. I'm talking about Minneapolis, Minnesota, which has become, at least part of it, what is described as a living hell. Why? We will explain that and more coming up on the Medved Show. And then there is also the idea about the decision yesterday announced to include the Nicole Shanahan, who is a lawyer. She is a very wealthy individual because she was married briefly to Sergey Brin, one of the founders of Google, and he is worth an estimated $95 billion. She got $1 billion of it, and she is giving millions to the Robert Kennedy campaign, which we will get to in just a moment. First of all, minutes ago, over at the Hill, they announced a new poll which shows what a number of new polls have shown in the last couple of weeks since Biden's State of the Union address. Biden is narrowly leading Trump, but he trails when third-party candidates are factored in. Biden is narrowly ahead of former President Trump in a new national poll, but the survey found that Trump benefits from the inclusion of independent and third-party candidates. A Quinnipiac University poll released today found Biden polling at 48%, which is considerably higher than he has in the past. Trump at 45% in a head-to-head matchup between the major parties' presumptive nominees. Those figures reflect a small change from February, when the same poll had Biden ahead of Trump by 49 to 45. So right now, Biden is ahead of Trump by 3 points. He was ahead of Trump, according to Quinnipiac, by 4 points. This is not a poll of the decisive swing states, which will decide who wins the presidency, but it includes all the states, including big and very populous states, where Biden is well ahead because they're all Democratic states. States like California and New York and Massachusetts. The poll also underscores, this new Quinnipiac poll, the threat to Biden from third-party spoiler candidates, as they describe it in the Hill. When the question is expanded to include independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and third-party candidates Jill Stein and Cornel West. Cornel West is running as an independent. Jill Stein is expected to be the nominee of the Green Party, as she has been twice before. Kennedy Jr. gets 13% support, with Stein at 4% and Cornel West at 3%, according to the survey. By the way, the one thing I can tell you for sure is that Jill Stein is not going to get 4%. She never has. And the best she did, I believe she got 2% in 2016. But she's not going to get 4%. And Cornel West is not going to get 3%. That people who can't stand Biden and can't stand Trump are, some of them might vote for Kennedy because he does appear to be on a different level. And is the 13% impossible? I think it's not impossible, but I think it's unlikely. The fascinating question here is, will he get more than 13% in some of the states where he's strongest? Maybe his own home state of Massachusetts. The question is, will Robert Kennedy carry a state? Because most of the third-party candidates, including people like Ross Perot, didn't get any electoral votes. Got millions of popular votes. Remember, Ross Perot, when he first ran for president in 1992, he got 18% of the vote, which is a very substantial showing for a third-party candidate, independent party candidate, basically. He invented his own reform party. But the fact is he didn't carry any states. He finished second in two states, in Utah and in Maine. And Maine he also finished second. But when you finish second, you don't win any electoral votes in our system. And if Robert Kennedy wins a chunk of electoral votes in a close election, as this is expected to be, that could throw the election of the House of Representatives and change American history, I'm not sure, in a positive way. Speaking of a positive way, not positive, this is a CNN panel laughing and comparing RFK Jr., who, of course, is the most formidable of these third-party independent candidates. They compare him to a cockroach. This is clip 16.
Third parties elected Donald Trump in 2016. About 6 to 7% of Americans voted third party. That third party vote dropped to less than 2, which is how Biden won. So anything over 2, Democrats are in trouble. Kennedy alone has been 15 in some of these places. So, yeah, my view is third parties, they're like cockroaches in the kitchen. Okay, it's not what they carry off that upsets you. It's what they fall into and foul up. Okay, Bobby Kennedy could fall into every swing state and foul it up for Joe Biden and throw the whole election to Donald Trump. So I'm very happy as a Democrat that the Democrats are on this because it's a very real threat.
Okay, that's Paul Begala, who was one of the key political advisors that won the presidency for Bill Clinton. Paul Begala is a lifelong Democrat. Meanwhile, Nicole Shanahan, what does she bring to the ticket? We'll play you an excerpt of her speech yesterday. I think this was, in general, a more successful event than people would have expected. And partially because no one expected Nicole Shanahan. And what's interesting here is that I think generally, there are a lot of Republicans who have reason to be very encouraged by her announcement, because what she stressed is that she had been a Democrat just as Robert Kennedy had been a Democrat. She had given to the Democratic Party the idea that the Kennedy-Shanahan ticket is going to take big chunks of votes from Donald Trump. I think may not pan out because even though on issues like vaccines in particular, they may be have an ability to appeal to the conspiratorial minded on the right wing. I think that these are former Democrats who will appeal to other Democrats. And what does that all mean? We'll hear from some of Shanahan's comments coming up on the MedVed Show.
From Paula.
politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, yesterday in Oakland, California, RFK Jr., who in the most recent poll, one that just was published literally hours ago, from Quinnipiac University in Connecticut, that poll was a national poll that showed Robert Kennedy getting 13% of the vote. that would make him the most formidable third-party candidate since Ross Perot. The second time Ross Perot ran in 1996, he only got 8% of the vote. And Kennedy could well do better than that. Nicole Shanahan brings one thing to the Kennedy campaign that he had a shortage of, which is money. She is a billionaire. She is an attorney. She's involved with various charitable and environmental and health organizations. She also has a child who is autistic, who she speaks about, and that apparently helped her take Robert Kennedy's very negative view of vaccines, which he believes, as a number of other Hollywood figures, and yes, he's a Hollywood figure, he's married to the actress Cheryl Hines, and lives in the Hollywood area in Southern California. In any event, he has been identified not just with opposition to the COVID-19 vaccinations, but to other vaccinations that he associates with autism. Now, the association scientifically between vaccines and autism has been debunked, and I think very effectively debunked, by pretty much everyone in the scientific community. It's not a question of real doubt. I mean, you have on one hand every health organization, every medical association, everyone who has actually studied this scientifically. And on the other hand, you have Jenny McCarthy. basically Hollywood figures and Robert Kennedy Jr. Nicole Shanahan spoke after the announcement, and part of what I was thinking of listening to her speak is that she's 38 years old, she's attractive and youthful, and she will offer a very good contrast to Kamala Harris. And it really is important, and I do think it probably makes it more likely than ever that President Trump would pick a female running mate. A lot of the talk centers around Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, but who knows. Here is Nicole Shanahan. She had to be named, identified as a running mate, because the big challenge for Robert Kennedy right now is getting on the ballot in all 50 states, or at least in enough of them so he can conceivably win. And to do that, you have to give the name of your vice presidential nominee in order to make it to a ballot, unless you're from a party that has selected you, and that party has a spot on the ballot as the Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians, and I think in most states the Green Party does. Here is Shanahan speaking in her hometown of Oakland, California.
This independent movement comes at a time of extreme division in America that threatens to tear this country apart. Yes, let's fix it. It is time for a realignment. It is time, as Bobby Kennedy says, to focus on our unifying values rather than our divisions. And so if anyone is listening who never considered an independent ticket, I want to extend the same invitation to you that my friend did to me last year. Please listen to Bobby Kennedy in his own words. Take a look at his vision for America. It is a vision that I share too, as I spend the next 7 months of my life getting him on each and every ballot in this country.
And again, this is a nightmare for Kamala Harris, because she's also from Oakland, and she is pitching exactly the same part of the population. There's a piece in the Washington Post by Katie Gluck, who asks, who are the RFK Jr. voters? And she begins by saying, Rosemary Pastrick thinks Americans were brainwashed into accepting the COVID vaccine. She regards both major political parties as corrupt. She is disillusioned with Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and she proudly supports Robert Kennedy Jr. Trump is in all these problems, said Pastrick, a 77-year-old who lives in Stanton, Michigan. He couldn't stand losing. It was like he was on his own TV show and got fired. And then Biden, he's not strong enough. Kennedy, in her view, tells the truth. He's outspoken. She says, as far as I know, he's not crooked. Asked what she would do if he were not on the ballot in the fall, she replied, I'd probably write him in. Wow. In a general election rematch between two familiar and unpopular major party nominees, independent and third-party candidates and their supporters could take on exceptional significance this year's presidential candidates. As this year's presidential contest. Kennedy, an environmental lawyer, as she writes, is a leading vaccine skeptic and purveyor of conspiracy theories, as my colleague Anjali Hun wrote last summer. He is slated to announce his running mate in Oakland, California. Well, he's done that. Aside from his running mate, there are still many more questions about Kennedy's candidacy. Where will he get on the ballot? What happens to his standing as voters learn more about his divisive positions? There are some environmentalists, she writes, who are familiar from his activities in the New York area, who respect his work with the River Keeper organization, which is among the groups credited with cleaning up New York's polluted Hudson River. Some appreciate his opposition to vaccine mandates, often on constitutional grounds. Brandon McVicker, 31, of Las Vegas, illustrates both the opportunity and the challenge that candidates like Kennedy face. I was one of those people that didn't necessarily want it. He's talking about the vaccine. But it came down to it. It was either me or my job. Is this going to be enough to give him that, well, 15% is what he needs to get into the debates. And that works, I think, as well for his running mate. We will be right back on the Midnight Show.
Easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told reporters at the White House Wednesday the death toll from the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge could have been much higher if not for the swift response of emergency workers.
By the time most Americans saw those images, first responders and rescuers had already been at work for hours to save lives. That quick work unquestionably made an enormous difference.
An investigation into the crash could last 2 years. Customers might soon dub Dollar Tree as a few dollars more tree. The bargain store revealed in an earnings call that its price points will now start at $1.50, with select items reaching up to $7. King Charles III is set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis this weekend. Buckingham Palace has announced that the monarch will attend Easter Sunday services at Windsor Castle. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a continuing issue with what you do about people who live in the street, what you do with people who live on the sidewalk, who live and camp in city parks. And now, particularly with squatters, which is becoming a bigger thing, Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida took some action on this issue, as it's also become a problem in his state, in Florida. The squatting is commandeering a private residence, basically because it's unoccupied, and just moving in. And this has created a very real problem, which Governor DeSantis is determined to deal with. Here is what he had to say, clip 11.
Does your house belong to you? Or, if you are not using it, can someone just come in, squat for a period of time, and then claim that they have a right to be there? This so-called squatter scam is something that's happening around the country. There's even videos telling people how to go in and take over an empty house. That was never how the law was supposed to work. And in Florida, we are going to take action today to end this scam and to protect the private property rights of our homeowners. You should not have anyone go on your property and take it over and then try to assert some rights. It's absurd. We're going to put an end to it today, and we'll be leading the way yet again in the process.
Yeah, there are a number of stories that have been told around the country of squatters, people who are just taking over somebody else's house, who have done violence to the owners of the house when they try to remove them. and some of it very serious violence. There's also this story that was sent to me from listeners in Minnesota, and it's a new homeless encampment that was established by the authorities, and the headline is "Emotional Residents Describe the Living Hell of Life Next Door to a Minneapolis Homeless Camp." And they begin by talking to a woman named B. Bletsian, and they write in Alpha News, "What used to be her spot to catch some fresh air has become anything but for B. Bletsian in the building she's called home for 13 years. Just south of downtown Minneapolis, behind an old brick building on the corner of 5th Avenue South and East 24th Street, on a city-owned lot. It's easy to see why. Quote, I'm on the top floor, so I see and hear everything, she says. I have a bird's-eye view of everything that happens in the encampment, and I also see and hear everything that happens in the street. She is one of five neighbors of the homeless encampment who sat down with Alpha News to detail the nightmare they've been living for the last 4 weeks. It blows my mind that anyone would think it's okay to put this here, this harm reduction encampment where people are being enabled to use and to overdose. I think we've had five overdoses so far, and the level of crime happening here. People being threatened at gunpoint multiple times. There are shootings happening here. So much is going on. It's like this place has just descended into a living hell," the Blestian said. They're using it like their personal outhouse," she described. Disturbing images capture that some of the complaints, human feces have been found on their doorsteps and in their yards in what used to be a community garden. They're using this encampment like their personal outhouse. There's toilet paper and piles and piles and piles of human feces, literally where my squash was growing. Break-ins have been reported in their buildings where people have left their belongings behind. Even their garbage cans have been stolen. Still, that barely scratches the surface. Joshua Fuss has been struggling to run his sober house ever since the encampment arrived. A shooting took place in front of the home a couple of weeks ago, and neighbors say it was related to the encampment. From my understanding, the people were shot. One individual lost his life, and one of my residents witnessed it from beginning to end. Initially, the sober house resident stated he was all right, that he was okay, and the next day he ended up relapsing, going out and getting drunk from having to watch someone be murdered, Fuss said. Then last night, I think there was another shooting, and I got a call from the guy who was managing the house, and he's calling me, and they're laying on the floor. Alpha News asked what the city's response has been like when they complained. A joke, Bletsian said. The encampment is just a mile from one that burned down at the beginning of March. John Stiles moved his family out of Minneapolis a few years ago, but he rents out his triplex, which is located a couple of blocks from the encampment. It's easily really important for me to provide a safe and nice place for residents to live. I have three separate families that live there. I'm the one who answers when they call. I got a call. Hey, my garage was broken into and all my really important stuff has been stolen. It goes on, and one of them says about the mayor of Minneapolis, big Democratic liberal named Mayor Frey, I am absolutely livid. Mayor Frey is a joke. He is just so spineless. We need to have a leader in the city who can stand up to stuff like this and say, you know what? Enough is enough. This has gone way too far. We're not going to tolerate this anymore and do something. Where there's a will, there's a way. He can figure out a way to deal with this without having to endanger people who actually live here, who pay rent, who pay mortgages and pay city taxes and live here. In a short statement, The city spokesperson said the camp is planned for closure soon. let's see. What do you think the chances are that it actually will be closed down? I think that remains to be seen. There is also this when you talk about closing down. Ron Dermer, the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, is coming back to the United States. He happened to have been raised in Florida, but he's coming back to the United States from Israel for top-level meetings with Biden personnel to see if the gap can be closed between Israel and the American government, and to some extent the American people, in terms of giving Israel the opportunity to finish the job. And the finish the job doesn't mean that everyone who is affiliated with Hamas gets killed. It means that the people who refuse to surrender and refuse to give up their very publicly expressed dream of liquidating the more than 8 million Jews who live in the state of Israel now, that the people who still nurture that murderous dream, that murderous fantasy, will actually give it up and return to the idea of maybe making Gaza a better place to live. There's been no Israeli rule of Gaza since 2005. It's 19 years. And the opportunity to build something, what have they built? Tunnels. And the tunnels, of course, are now most notoriously used to continue imprisoning the 134 remaining hostages. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Also, the original Godzilla movie, right before the new Godzilla and King Kong feature that's released on Friday. We'll get to it on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Just given some very sad news that makes me personally sad. Somebody that I've known reasonably well since 1970, and a good friend, longtime senator from state of Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, just passed away at age 82. He died today. His family, his beloved wife, Hadassah, and the rest of his family said that he died due to complications from a fall. As I said, he was 82 years old. He was also very active in organizing this No Labels attempt to create a unity ticket, put another third party, fourth party, fifth party on the ballot. I didn't support him in this, but for those of you who didn't know him personally, which is most of you, he's a wonderful man and one of the most decent people in American politics. And again, he was very important to me as a role model. He was 5 years ahead of where I was, both as a Yale undergraduate and then in law school. And it's just it's so ironic because I have a reunion coming up, and they have reunions from different classes, and even though we're not the same age, I ended up seeing him at all these reunions and sitting down together for a meal and catching up. And even though the reunion is coming up in June, no, that won't happen this year. What you say in Jewish tradition is Baruch Dayan Emet, is blessed be the true judge. May his memory be a blessing. And one of the issues that he very much obviously cared about was the security of Israel. And Ron Dermer, who's one of the He's a national security advisor for Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Israeli government. He's coming to the United States to try to close the gap between Israel and America. He was on Fox News talking about the need to finish the job in Gaza. This is clip one.
Why? Well, let me tell you the consequences of us not going into Rafah and not getting rid of these four remaining battalions of Hamas. Essentially, we have dismantled the terrorist army of Hamas. We've got five battalions left. Four of them are in Rafah. They have somewhere maybe 7,000-8,000 terrorists there. We cannot afford to not go into Rafah and finish the job, because then what they'll do is October 7th again and again and again. So there's no chance that Israel is not going to go and finish the job in Rafah. Now, I was supposed to be in the United States today in Washington to discuss the proposals that the U.S. administration has. They were going to suggest us ways where we don't have to do it with a major military operation. Now, I don't see that it's possible to do it. Of course, we were open to listening to them, but the mistake was that yesterday when they decided not to veto that resolution, they sent a terrible message to Hamas that you can get a ceasefire without giving up the hostages, without making a hostage deal. And I think the combination of that message that was sent to the UN Security Council and Israel going to discuss how we're not going to do a major military operation in Rafah would have sent the exact wrong message to Hamas. That's why the Prime Minister made the right decision to not send a delegation. And I hope we can put the U.S.-Israel relationship back on track.
And then he said this. This is Ron Dermer, former ambassador from the State of Israel to the United States, speaking about the Security Council resolution that the U.S. did not veto, where the U.S. abstained yesterday. This is clip two.
Well, we were obviously disappointed with the decision, as you mentioned, of the United States to not veto this resolution. And the reason why we were disappointed is that for the last five, almost 6 months now, the U.S. has had a principal position to not de-link the issue of a ceasefire from the release of the hostages. And I appreciate the fact that since the resolution was passed, that U.S. officials have come out and say our policy hasn't changed. The problem is the resolution doesn't say the same thing. What the resolution says is it says there should be a ceasefire, and also you should have the release of hostages. There's just no linkage between the two. And that linkage was there as late as 5 days ago when the U.S. put forward a proposal that was actually vetoed by the Russians and the Chinese because they want to de-link these two things. So here's bottom line for your viewers, Bill. Iran and Hamas have welcomed this UN Security Council decision. I guarantee you that any Security Council decision welcomed by Iran and Hamas is not good for the State of Israel, and it's not good for the United States of America.
And that's Ron Dermer. He will be coming to the United States sometime next week and to negotiate with the Biden administration on what next in terms of the war. Meanwhile, a different war, a science fiction war, that has been fought again and again and again and again by different incarnations of a beloved creature. In Japanese, he's known as Gojira, but here, better known as Godzilla. He made one of his most memorable appearances. Well, it's coming on Friday. They have Godzilla and King Kong on a new movie Friday. But today we're going to look at a 2014 version of Godzilla.
Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Bryan Cranston plays a stressed-out official at a nuclear power plant who's convinced that his colleagues are hiding one of the biggest secrets of all time. It's called Godzilla.
You are not fooling anybody when you say that what happened was a natural disaster.
And it is going to send us back to the Stone Age!
And this ambitious movie does send us all around the world, with stops not only in Japan, but across the Pacific to Honolulu, Las Vegas, and ultimately a climactic and destructive confrontation in San Francisco.
Your courage will never be more needed than it is today.
The arrogance of man is thinking nature is in our control, and not the other way around.
God help us all.
And God, or the movie gods at least, must have helped the producers of this spectacular, because they've taken those cheesy but lovable old Japanese monster movies and actually made a remarkably compelling, enormously watchable, and brilliant motion picture. You care about the characters played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Ken Watanabe, Elizabeth Olsen, and others, but most of all you feel dazzled by the filmmaking craft that makes the battle between Godzilla and two much more destructive rival monsters impressive and riveting. Okay, Godzilla's motivation is never fully explained, but then again, he is just a scaly, fire-breathing, reawakened dinosaur. It's rated PG-13 for some intensely scary, even disturbing scenes, but people who like monster and disaster movies will love it. 3 stars for the greatest Godzilla movie ever made.
And by the way, the movie that brings King Kong and Godzilla together again on Friday is very different. And a different plot, different... and different attributes, which we will review on Friday. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by former UN Ambassador John Bolton, who asks a very good question. Will Biden end up allowing Hamas a terrorist veto? What does he mean? He'll explain it to us when he joins us tomorrow on the MedVed Show. We'll also be speaking to conservative legal scholar John Yoo, on what's unfolding with all of Trump's trials. Will it end up helping him or hurting him in his pursuit of returning to the presidency? There's also a great deal of writing about new developments in the Biden campaign. A piece about the Biden bounce. The polling looks a little bit better for the old guy. And there's also what people are calling the Trump trap, the Biden campaign setting a trap for Trump that can change the whole perspective of the campaign if the analysts are right about this. We'll see. We will also see about what the latest situation is with the effort to try to both finish the Gaza war with the destruction of Hamas and the security of Israel in mind, and to keep the relationship between the United States and Israel as strong and constructive for both countries as it has been for the most part in the past. That and much more coming up Thursday, tomorrow, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.